Well, this one's good. This one is also from Australia, actually. Jeff Blackwell says, and he's in Queensland, he's emailed me to say, is there a gas that can do the opposite of helium to the voice?
Yes, there is. There are various gases.
And I presume he's talking about when you go squeaky, and I won't do an impression because it's embarrassing.
Yeah, indeed. Okay. Helium does strange things to your voice because it's much less denser than air. In your throat is acting a bit like a musical instrument, and you get sound waves vibrating backwards and forwards, up and down above your vocal cords, and that gives the kind of rich in the timbre to your voice, and it sort of picks which frequencies of your voice to amplify. Now, helium is a much lower lower density gas than air, and that means that sound travels much faster in it. So so your throat will then vibrate at much higher frequencies. It will amplify the sounds at much higher frequencies.
So that's helium. What about helium reversing that effect?
So to reverse the effect, you need a much denser gas than air. So there are a couple of good ones. Xenon would work beautifully, which is a noble gas and very safe.
Comes out of nuclear reactors, doesn't it?
Probably, yeah. And that wouldn't react with anything. Another good one, which I know that people use, is sulfur hexafluoride. Both of these are much denser than air, so you get you'll amplify the much deeper sounds in your voice.
Do you want to know the suggestion from Edsel Heinkel in Second Life? He says cigar smoke is the gas to solve that problem.
It's having a slightly different effect.